The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original Supreme, is Lord Krishna. He is called Swayam Bhagavan, which means, Swayam means the original, the first. Departure eva hita shantaram abhyupetya dipayate virita hetu samana dharma yastadrigeva hicha vishnu taya vibhati
Govinda Nadi Purusham Namaham Najami.
Just like one deepa, one candle, can be used to light other candles. So there is one original candle and many other candles. So this candle is giving the same amount of light as this candle and this candle and this candle. But this candle is original. So, Lord Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, and he has many svangsa expansions. And these expansions of Krishna exhibit different features of the original. So, Lord Ramchandra, he is also known as Maryada Purushottam. Purushottam means the Supreme Person. And Maryada means he is manifesting a certain aspect of God's opulences. Yad yad acharati shrestas tatad evitaro janaha sayat pramanam kurute lokas tadanuvartate. Whatever the shrestha, the leaders of society do, lokas tad anuvartate, the loka, the common people, anuvartate, they will follow. Yad yad acharati, whatever their achar, whatever their behavior is, that same behavior will be followed by the common men. So therefore it is very important to have good leaders in society. And formerly the system of leadership, the top leader was the king. He was known as Nara Deva. Nara meaning man and Deva meaning God. And it was understood that the king was God's representative and the king could do no wrong. He was the lawmaker for all of the people. He was the law, he made the laws for all the people. But he could break the laws. He was not bound by the laws. He didn't have to follow. Because he could always change the law to suit whatever he wanted to do. So, if the king was acting as a representative of Krishna or God, great service could be done to the whole of society. And to set the right example of a perfect king, Krishna appeared as Lord Ramchandra. Lord Ramchandra was born as the son of Dasarath. He had three brothers, Ram, Lakshman, pardon me, four brothers, Lakshman and Shatrughna. Bharat, Lakshman, Shatrughna, and that's it, three brothers. There were four of them total. So he was an ideal king in every respect. He was very, very kind to all of his obedient citizens. He was very concerned for their welfare. In fact, every day, Lord Ramchandra used to ask his ministers, do any of the citizens have any complaints about anything? And always the answer was no. And he would say, are you sure? There must be some complaint. And his ministers would say, no. And even in his palace, there was one special gate in the palace where the minister would always be there, and any citizen could come at that gate and voice his complaint. But Lord Ramchandra had so much love for his citizens that his citizens had so much love for him, and they followed him. His power was his respectability, his honor. He didn't rule by force, but he ruled by love and respect for the citizens. And when someone was demoniac, when someone acted against the laws of God, Lord Ramchandra he didn't hesitate. He was very powerful to defeat them. And the person who represented the greatest of all the sinful people was Ravana. Now, we all know who Ravana was, right? Who was Ravana? Huh? Who was Ravana? Who was he in his previous life? He was Hiranyakashipu, right? And who was he in his previous life? Jai. Jai and Vijay, they became Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. They became Ravana and Kumbhakarna. and they became Dantavakra and Shishupala. Right? Yeah? They took three births as demons. But they actually were Krishna's devotees. So Ravana, try to understand, Ravana was a Brahmana. He was born in a Brahmin family. He was very learned. But he was also a demon. He had 10 heads. And he was very powerful. He had so many mystic powers. He was the biggest of all demons. When Lord Ram was fighting with him, he would cut off one of his heads. And that head would just grow back again. And he kept trying to cut off his heads, but they would all just grow back again. And actually, at one point, it looked like Ravana was going to win. Because his son, Indrajit, actually shot a powerful weapon, and Ram and Lakshman, both of them, were made to be unconscious. But finally, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Ajita, or unconquerable, there's a beautiful verse in the Bhagavatam which explains that when the Lord's bow, when the Lord let go his arrow and the twanging sound, how do you say the twanging, the beautiful sound of his string, his bow string, made a sweet noise and the arrow proceeded straight to the heart of Ravana. It pierced him in the heart and he came crashing down. He was flying in the sky, Ravana. And when the Lord's arrow pierced his heart, finally he came crashing down on the ground and vomiting blood, he died. So there's a lot more, many, many more stories that I wanted to share with you. A lot of nice stories, but we have to go and kill Ravana. Okay. Si Si Ram Chandra Bhagavan ki. Ram Chandra Vijay Dasami ki.